I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. With Texas schools restarting classes in less than 2 months, Texas Senate Democrats renewed calls Monday for Governor Greg Abbott to bring lawmakers back to Austin this summer to enact legislation that might prevent another mass shooting, like the one at a Uvalde elementary school that killed 19 students and two teachers last month. The senators said if lawmakers reconvened for a special session, they would support proposals like raising the age to legally own an assault weapon from 18 to 21, creating red flag laws for gun purchases, instituting a 72-hour cooling-off period, and regulating the private sale of firearms. Some of the more divisive issues in the gun debate, like a total ban on assault weapons, ban on high-capacity magazines, or universal background checks, are not in the Senate Democrats' proposed legislation. The next session of the Texas legislature is set to begin in Austin in January. Democratic lawmakers first asked in May, 4 days after the Uvalde massacre, for Abbott to call for a special session. Abbott has batted away arguments that Texas's lax gun laws were at fault when the Uvalde shooter legally purchased two assault rifles as soon as he turned 18. Instead, Abbott argues that the lack of mental health services in Uvalde was the problem, even though the gunman is not believed to have been diagnosed with a mental illness. Meeting at their first in-person convention since 2018, Texas Republicans over the weekend acted on a raft of resolutions and proposed platform changes to move their party even further to the right. They approved measures declaring that President Joe Biden was not legitimately elected and rebuked Senator John Cornyn for taking part in bipartisan gun talks. The actions capped a convention that highlighted how adamantly opposed the party's most active and vocal members are to compromising with Democrats or even budging on social positions, even as the state has grown more diverse in recent years. Votes on the party's platform were collected at the end of the 3-day convention, in which party activists moved to add multiple items to the official Texas GOP platform. Other items on the new platform would call for banning the teaching of sex and sexuality in schools while simultaneously requiring Texas students to learn about the humanity of the preborn child, including teaching that life begins at fertilization and requiring students to listen to live ultrasounds of gestating fetuses, treating homosexuality as an abnormal lifestyle choice, deeming gender identity disorder a genuine and extremely rare mental health condition requiring official documents to adhere to biological gender, changing the U.S. Constitution to cement the number of Supreme Court justices at 9, and repeal the 16th Amendment of 1913, which created the federal income tax, declaring all businesses and jobs as essential and a fundamental right, a response to COVID-19 mandates by Texas cities that required customers to wear masks and limited business hours, and abolishing the Federal Reserve, the nation's central bank, and guaranteeing the right to use alternatives to cash, including cryptocurrencies. About 9,600 delegates and alternates were eligible to attend. Organizers said turnout was a bit more than half of that. Texas is planning to add enough electric vehicle charging stations throughout the state to support 1 million electric vehicles, with dozens of new stations to allow for easier long-distance travel. In a draft plan released this month, the Texas Department of Transportation broke down a 5-year plan to create a network of chargers throughout the state, starting along main corridors and interstate highways before building stations in rural areas. The plan is to have charging stations every 50 miles along most non-business interstate routes. In most other areas in the state, there will be charging stations within 70 miles. Each station is designed to have multiple stalls, so there will likely be one available whenever someone stops to charge. The funding is coming from the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act passed last year, which is estimated to allocate about $408 million over 5 years to Texas for the purpose of expanding its electric vehicle charging network. No funds from the state budget will be used. Officials plan to award contracts for construction starting in January. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Methodist Healthcare Ministries. Methodist Healthcare Ministries is committed to health equity, striving to create more fair and just opportunities for all to thrive. Learn more at mhm.org. Hear from Hillary Clinton, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Anthony Fauci, Annette Gordon-Reed, and many others at the 2022 Texas Tribune Festival, taking place September 22nd through the 24th in Austin. Join us for a program full of mind-expanding conversations headlined by names you know and others you should. Learn more at tribfest.org. Enrollment in higher education is declining. What are administrators doing to get students back on campus? Join the Texas Tribune in Odessa on June 30th for a free public event with higher ed leaders. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.